It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Never heard anything like it.
And welcome back to Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Darren Copeland.
And I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody.
We are a music-heavy show. But I need to apologize. I'm sorry because last segment, we were talking about the Broncos, and I immediately just want to go straight down to, you know, the Simeon Paxton Lynch thing. And I would like to apologize because you were talking about there was a video that Will Parks put out showing Paxton Lynch throwing an interception. Which
A bad interception. It looked bad.
But what turned – and this is why people freak out, and this is why you know, when you would listen to basically any coach after a game, they go, well, I got to go look at the tape and see what really happened. This is why. Turns out that there was a wrong route run, and it wasn't really Paxton Lynch's fault. And Will Parks was saying that he was just showing how the defense was able to capitalize because it was an interception as opposed to a drop.
Yeah.
And so I would like to apologize to you because you didn't want to talk about, and I forced it, and I shouldn't have because I get tired of that argument. But this is you have actually a better take on this, which I think is First of all, you have to understand that when you have to talk football 24/7 like other stations have to.
Sure.
I mean, you got to make up controversies.
I get that, but it feels like there's enough out there where you can you don't have to work quite as hard to make controversy. But what really bothered me, so yes, you wanted to take it to the Trevor Siemian Paxton Lynch thing.
I didn't want to go there.
Because to me it was less about the quarterbacking, because if Trevor Siemian had done the same thing, I would have said the same thing, like, well, receiver on a bad route, that happens. And I'm not a Trevor Siemian fan, you know that. I mean, I'm team captain.
We should start calling him Monkey Man or Monkey Boy.
Why?
Because his last name is Siemian.
That seems weird.
We'll call him Captain Morgan and the Monkey Boy. Sounds like a great rock band, right?
Sounds like
that
a band.
That's dumb.
No, Captain Morgan and the Monkey Boy.
I like Captain Morgan. I'm not on board with Monkey Boy.
Gorilla?
No. I'll call him the Ape because he throws like one. But the point was,
Captain Morgan and the Ape Boy, Ape Man.
The point wasn't about the quarterbacks. The point to me was, you know, Will Parks catching some heat for this too. That, you know, people are like, oh, he should be cut. I mean, they were reading texts this morning from listeners who were saying he should be cut, he should be suspended, he should be fined. I'm like, come on, guys. He's young. He's a second-year guy. He didn't quite get what he was doing, what could have been an issue. But he didn't mean – I don't believe there was any malice with what he did.
Do you remember last year when D'Angelo Russell for the Lakers released that video of him talking with Swaggy P about how he'd been cheating on Iggy Azalea for all those – That is throwing a teammate under the bus.
Yes. And I don't think Will Parks was doing that here.
No.
But I do feel like the media here has completely, they have manufactured a controversy in this. And they've riled up a rabid fan base for no reason. Like, we should not be concerned about this. I'll be concerned when Vance Joseph comes out and says, we might have a bit of an issue in our locker room. Until then, I believe the locker room today is 100% better than it was last year.
Well, you know, maybe the offense needs to play a little bit better and stop. I mean, and that's everybody. The reasons for me why I am more of a Siemian guy just now, I hope Paxton Lynch is better. That's all I'm saying. But there was a lot of problems around him. There was a factor in him not always playing well. And it's all on the offense to me. It's on all the offense. And sometimes I think they need to get, you know, a little wake up call. But the I think what's happening here, what's more important, is a generational issue. Football for the longest time has been thought of as very militaristic, and so there's a lot of, you know, top down drill sergeants, you know, fall in line, all of the sort of nonsense that goes with football. And with that, oftentimes is, you know, this sort of military style for football teams where everyone needs to fall in line and, you know, loose lips sink ships and these kind of crazy things. And that's all, you know, talking about, you know, sort of this older generation that we grew up in, where there's now, it's, you know, you want to not only just tell someone a story about what happened, you want to show them what happened. And so video and instantaneous tweeting and texting and Facebook and all this stuff, which is, you know, which is a very, you know, which is very common, obviously, and comfortable for younger generations. You know, that's trumping this military system where people are, because it's not the military.
Well, and part of it is you've got to have, most of the people in the media covering these things are generally going to be of an older generation, so they're not going to quite get it. But it just reminds me of last year's playoffs when the Pittsburgh Steeler player, who was it? Was it the, I want to say it was Brown, or whoever the
Antonio Brown?
Yeah, I think it was Antonio Brown who was shooting the video of him right after the playoff game before they went to go play New England, and in the background, you could hear their coach just saying, bleep, 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 New England, we're going to take it to them, bleep, bleep, bleep. As a coach, you don't want that to be out there. But Antonio Brown wasn't thinking about that. He's just doing what he does as a player, like, hey, man, look at us. We just won a game. Players are going to do some dumb things sometimes. Well, if that's the worst thing.
I'm not even thinking that's a dumb thing because, listen.
It's a dumb thing if your coach is like, man, come on. You got to know
You should
better.
Be paying attention, but.
Don't do that. If that's the worst thing they do, then you know what? You got yourself a pretty good player.
But the same thing happened. The same thing happened in 1990 before CU played Notre Dame
the first time.
Where, you know, everyone was talking about, oh my God, this and oh my God that, and then Lou Holtz came out and talked about how they were gonna rip apart Colorado, and they did it, and they in fact did.
They beat us pretty good.
21-6. I was there.
Yeah.
The best part of that game.
When it ended?
No, halftime when a bunch of elephants were on the field and they peed on the field. And so they peed. This one just peed. When elephants pee, it just stands to reason that, you know, it's going to be larger than a bread box.
Yeah.
And so the first play, wishbone, right? We said wishbone right towards the elephant. And so all of a sudden these guys are just sliding across this all of a sudden wet field. And you can just see them getting up going like, oh, what is that? Because I'm quite certain that even among the most comfortably treated elephants, elephant urine probably isn't the sweetest smelling.
No. You know, you're not. That is not an experience you want to have.
No.
In Miami.
It's still warm.
It's still warm.
Well, it was night.
In Miami where it's humid.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was the Orange Bowl, and that was, it must have been terrible. And then just imagine the smell in the locker room afterwards.
Just awful.
You've got 75 guys back. Well, not everyone played, but at least you got 40 guys drenched in elephant urine and sweat and blood and dirt.
Yep. And it was the 10-year anniversary of the 1980 Olympic hockey team, so they were all there too.
Just terrible. Just terrible. So, I mean, that was my juicy moment was like, guys, come on. First of all, the video was interesting. Everybody relax. We're going to get to football in a few months, and we will be chock full of football.
You know, go to the mountains.
But we don't have to watch every single. These are OTAs, man.
I understand.
These are OTAs.
I understand. People get mad at me because they say, well, do you go down to Broncos practice? I'm like, no, I don't. Unless I get paid to.
They're very boring.
They're very boring.
Especially OTAs, where they're not even running. I mean, they're doing exercises, and they're running some stuff.
Like, training camp is fun. One day. One or two days. It's fun because, you know, there's some hitting and, you know, there's some stuff. You can see some interesting things.
You want to go down and you want to see them work on that. You want to watch the players. Especially you want to watch certain battles. Like, you know, this year I will be very curious to go down and watch the tackle battles on the offensive line. I want to see
which tackles.
You know, because I also am not a fan of that guy they drafted a couple years ago. He's never panned out, that CSU guy.
Tyler Sembralo, who seems to be starting right now at left tackle.
That's what they haven't penciled in.
Well, they said that Stevenson, people who are down there who watch it way more, I mean, people who watch practice way more than I do, said Stevenson right now is starting at left tackle. Sembralo is also at left tackle. I mean, the guy that we got for right tackle.
He's still a little
banged up. So.
The guy we just drafted?
No, not the guy we just drafted. That guy is actually running second or third right now, second to Sombrello, which is a little worrying. But, you know, hey, Sombrello in his rookie year was pretty good left tackle.
You used the word pretty good very
two
foolishly.
Words. Two words.
I would not call anything I've seen from Sombrello up to this point as very good. He has been...
I said pretty good.
I don't know that I'd even use... He's been... average at best.
Well, maybe it wasn't pretty, but it was certainly good sometimes.
Well, he didn't. The best thing I can say about Sombrello is that Peyton Manning didn't manage to die while he was there.
That's always a plus.
That is a plus.
Put that on your resume.
Nobody died.
I can put that. After every comedy show.
Nobody died.
Nobody died.
Yay!
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. Baby, I am moving away.